Residents and students at the University of Pennsylvania are once again calling on the Ivy League school to pay the city pilots. That is money some exempt nonprofits volunteer because they don't lay out for property taxes. Philly uses that revenue to partially fund public schools. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports getting Penn to pay up won't be easy.
Activists want Penn to pay half of the property taxes they'd owe the city each year if they weren't exempt. They don't have an exact figure, but it's safe to say it'd be in the millions. Penn freshman Dallas Ryan is one of the students asking her school to contribute pilots, short for payments in lieu of taxes. She says it's only fair for a university that owns so much property.
Penn takes up 10% of the city and gives back close to nothing, which is ridiculous. And it kind of hurt, actually, to hear that Penn really just takes advantage of the land that they have and like the place that they call home.
Especially because that home is the poorest of the country's 10 biggest cities. The challenge here is that Penn doesn't have to contribute pilots. They're voluntary. That means getting Penn to pay up requires political will. And right now, there doesn't seem to be much of that. City Council isn't pushing Mayor Kenney to negotiate an agreement with Penn, and Mayor Kenney isn't terribly interested in trying to negotiate with Penn.
It's not something you can pay for big projects. I mean, it's people want to do it because it's Penn. For the most part, but I'd certainly be willing to listen to anything council has to say or anything that's brought forward, but at this point I don't see how they're viable.
Kenny also says Penn does a lot for the city already.
It's one of our biggest employers. Between the health system and the university, there's lots of things that they're responsible for that in order to the city's benefit.
That tracks pretty closely with what Penn officials say when you ask them about pilots. In a statement, a university spokesman adds the school contributes more taxes to Philly's general fund than any other city-based employer, nonprofit or for-profit, and that Penn provides myriad programs to students in West Philly and across the city. The university has paid pilots before. Between 1995 and 2000, the school sent roughly $2 million a year to the city thanks to an agreement brokered by former Philadelphia Mayor Ed Rendell. But Rendell says that's not likely to happen again because the Kenney administration doesn't have the same bargaining power he did, or any really.
As I had the leverage of the court case, so I said to them, either you strike an agreement with us as to an appropriate pilot payment, or we just enforce the case law and tax you like any regular landowner.
Rendell is referring to a Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision that effectively excluded Penn from the state's definition of what's known as a purely public charity. That meant the school was suddenly on the hook to pay property taxes. A few years later, though, state lawmakers passed legislation that essentially eliminated that ruling, giving Penn the upper hand again. Rendell says barring another court decision, it's likely to stay that way. Those fighting for pilots say they'll continue to pressure Penn anyway. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.